Brother Joseph, we hear so much the politicians lately talking about world globalization. They say this will be a solution to stop the wars in the world. Do you believe this? Do you actually think it's a solution?
Praise the Lord. Well, the Bible does talk about it, actually. And it's actually one of the signs of the times, this NWOs, New World Orders, globalization. Globalization is a fancy word. They just cooked it up, you know, to kind of deceive the world. So the world, the people, the nations won't get scared about a world government. You know, people don't like that because they already saw what happened with when something becomes totalitarian. They saw in the days of Stalin and Hitler and company. They saw what happened. So nobody wants globalized.
Was that an example of globalization?
No, that was it. See, globalization is just smoke in your eyes. It means one world government, okay? And they call it globalization because it means everything and nothing. But actually, what the Bible says is going to come is going to be a globalized government, but more specifically, the Bible talks about dictatorial. In fact, the one world government the world ever had, Jesus said in Matthew 24:21-22, said it was never as bad before, I will never be anymore again. And that's when the devil comes in the flesh, all right? So the world today, they're all pushing for one world government. In fact, this NWO's New World Order, all right, it's a sign, okay, that the Antichrist is coming. All right. See, the new. If you study a little bit about Nazis, you see that Hitler was the one that was really pushing the new order. He wanted to bring a new order, and he did in Germany, and then in Europe, all right, and then of course the world. And if you read his books, you see that he was the one that was really pushing for it. So basically, today is a continuation of this Nazi mentality, which it did, of course, it did become with Hitler, it became with the devil. And it's
sorry, I want to ask you, who is pushing for this New World Order dictatorial government? Who is doing it?
Well, the devil behind the scenes, first of all right? And the devil likes a leader like Stalin, Hitler, like the old Roman empires of old, you know, the Roman emperors, because they thought they were God. And in 2 Thessalonians 2, it talks about that when the Antichrist comes, the devil in the flesh, is going to sit in the temple of God, all right, proclaiming that he is God. That means, that shows that the temple will be rebuilt, sitting in the temple of God, which is not there yet. So you can see also today in the godless world's politicians, international bankers, multinational, and their own world media, because the banks are all, they own most of the world media. It's kind of, they're all working together, like in concert. They are clearly preparing the nation to accept a globalized new world order. Look, I have some articles here. There is a CNN article. It's called Analysis Crisis, like the present financial crisis. Crisis may lead to new world order. And that's a CNN, one of the main world media. It's owned by the international banking. Mm-hmm. Okay, the media today is like a dog on a leash, and the leash is connected to the banks, because the banks buy the media, right? And so they put a director that they prefer, they put an antichrist, demon-possessed director, and he will just digest the news. So like in Russia, the news were all pro-Stalin, like in Germany, mm-hmm. pro-Hitler.
Yes.
Today, they are pro-antichrist, demonized, capitalistic system in the West, etc. In the Muslim country, the media is all pro-Islam, etc. So it's like... the news, you never know whether it depends the point of view. It's like you go in a court of law, you got two lawyers on a court case, and the name of the same constitution, the truth appears to be opposite. So the same fact, there is a war in Libya, there is a war in Afghanistan, it depends the point of view, it becomes black or white. For me, it's the same color, the devil. Only he makes wars. Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Okay, so then there is I have an article here by a banker, financial guy, his name is Gideon Rachman, And his article says, and now for a world government. See, they're actually, before it was just like a conspirationalist theory, but now they're coming out of the other. The devil is sticking his horns out of hell, and, you know, not just through satanic music and satanic bands. He's sticking his horns out of hell, so to speak, mm-hmm. also in the media.
But it's realistically possible to have a one world government? Aren't there nations against it? Or?
And anybody listening to this radio message here, like if you want this article, just write in and we send you email, the addresses, etc. We have articles, we have videos. Excuse me, I don't think I got there.
That is it actually possible to have a one world government, like so many countries united? I mean, it's unheard.
Well, it's prophesied. Revelation 13 talks that it's going to be. It's like, it's not so much, is it possible or not? It's just what the prophecy said. The prophecy will tell us what the devil is going to do, what the people are going to decide. And it's prophesied that the world will follow, just like the most evolved, civilized, so-called nation of the world, Germany, they were following a demon-possessed Hitler. Mm-hmm. Like a rinky-dinky guy, full of the devil like Stalin, he deceived a whole country. And on his account, they give some 30, 40 million deaths. The Orthodox Church accused him of some 50, 60 million Orthodox being killed, Orthodox people. So it's like, how is it possible? But look, you have a billion of Muslims. They're all against Christianity, they're all against Christ.
Well, look, for example, in Hitler's case, because you gave that example. Before he actually, okay, we know he wasn't a man of God and he destroyed the world. But before that, he actually brought Germany to a successful stage. So even if this new world order is prophesied, don't you think it will bring solutions to the world problems?
Yes, it will bring the devil solutions, though.
What do you mean?
There will not be God's solution. There will be like the same solution Hitler brought to Germany. It's like the same solution that IMF, International Banking, brings to the nation who are poor. Like they go, IMF, World Bank, they go, quote unquote, help a nation who is in trouble. So they lend, they purposely lend more money than they know the poor country can ever repay. Because the purpose is not lending money. The purpose is to buy the country. So they give some big amount of money. Of course, it's just paper and ink because it's just little numbers on computer. There's no gold anymore. They just smoke in their eyes because now the devil has enslaved irreversibly the whole world under debts. And now the devil, through the banking system, is telling the nations and the governments what to do. He corrupts the governments. He gives money under the table to the governments, and most of them accepted, and the country bankrupts, like Papandreou in Greece, etc. They're all part of the. And then when they don't agree, he kills them, like Allende in Chile, and Perón in Argentina, etc. So it's like either they take the bribe of the devil or he kills them. It's not like in Panama, for example, the Americans wanted the Panama Canal, which they built, and the Panama government wanted to back when the contract was going to expire, they wanted back to Panama so they could charge money, just like the Arabs are charging money as much as they want for the petrol. Mm-hmm. But the American, they sent the army and overthrew Noriega, you know, because he didn't want to renew the contract with the Americans to give it for free for them, you know, and so yeah. He got killed. So when they cannot corrupt the people, they kill them. And even if they're corrupt, Noriega was corrupted already, but he didn't want to be the puppet of America. And so they killed him. And now they put a puppet he made a new contract in favor of America. And that's how they work all over the world. So IMF goes in a country, say, we come here to help. And the government is under pressure because there are demonstrations in the streets, the people burn cars because the salaries are low, the cost of living is high. So IMF comes and gives right away money so the government stays on control. But who's going to pay that money? The people. But the people cannot. They're already out of job. So what happened? IMF takes over the country. It's called privatizations. Understand? Privatization means that foreign multinational, foreign, you see, we need to interpret what this word means. Mm-hmm. It sounds so good and democratic. Yes. Privatization, so everybody can buy shares. Everybody who? Nobody can buy anything. They don't have food to eat, those guys. So the only ones in international banking, IMF means international, IMF, International Mafia funds. That's what it means. I mean, in the spirit, okay? They're just a bunch of mafia. So they purposely, it's a plan. They go purposely to bankrupt. In every country, okay, get this, every country, no exception, where IMF went to help, today they are bankrupted, enslaved. IMF owns the country. You know, the train system, the water system, the electricity system. Those guys are just puppets now, understand? Because they go to help. Now, why don't the politicians of the world do something? Because they're corrupted. Mm-hmm. Because they are on the payroll of IMF. Who's IMF? IMF are the rich people. Is everybody you see in the streets, there are not so many, the ones who own the shares of the banks, invisible people. So, and so the, already today there is a financial government. There is an invisible government who controls the governments through corruption or blackmailing lendings. And if they don't jump at the music of the banks, they stop the lending, the people go on the streets because the salary go down, and they overthrow the government. The governments, usually the mercenaries, they sell the country to anyone as long as they can stay in control. Understand? That's what's happening. That's why the governments, they never say, they never cough. You know, coughing. They never cough the way the IMF doesn't like. If they cough the wrong way, they stop the lending. You understand? That's what's happening.
I understand. How soon do you think this new world government will happen?
It's already started financially.
Yes, I understand.
You see, the financial system is created by the devil.
I understand. But like officially, how long do you think?
Coming there. The financial system is created by the devil. But now, see, the devil, when the devil is a deceiver, when he doesn't need anymore, he gets rid of his own friends. So The devil created the financial system, but now he's going to destroy it, including the people. Because he wants to make a new financial system based on the 666, Mark of the Beast. Nobody can buy or sell unless they take the mark. So that's the goal of the devil. This crisis is never going to end. It will actually get worse. It will go up and down, up and down, up and down. But eventually it will go destroy it. Understand? And there will be a new system, Revelation 13, verse 15 to 18. It talks about a new system. There's going to be a religious leader, which I believe is a Christian, because it says that the horns of a lamb, and will tell the world to make an image of the beast, and etc., and he will make the mark of the beast, which is going to be presented like a fantastic system. It's going to be like, you know, the credit cards, it has a chip that will go inside the skin. And so that's going to bring you're going to solve all the problems of the world. The world is going to become heaven on earth financially, just like Germany was in the days of Hitler. So everything is quote-unquote here. All right? And then it's going to blow to their faces because it's all a trick of the devil. So you can insidiate. You can go in the temple of God and say, now I got the reins of the world in my hand. Just like international banking has the reins of financial reins of control in the world. And nobody, whether they like, they know this guy's a mafia. I mean, the days of Al Capone shooting in the streets with a good day. These IMF guys, they make the mafia look like humanitarian workers. It was so much better when people go to the bank and rob. Now, these guys are robbing all countries and killing people. And the solution to starvation that they cause is not sharing some of the molding money, mountains of money molding in the fiscal paradise, but kill the people. Depopulation, they call it. You understand? Look, I have a message here from, this guy, he was the president of America, Eisenhower, okay? In 1961, he gave a speech against the New World Order. He warned, the New World Order is coming. And he warned the Americans, don't let it come. Okay, it's a video, it's a film in YouTube. I have an address here. It's called the 1961 speech, Eisenhower warns us of New World Order. You can go on YouTube and watch it. I have another one by Alex Jones, a guy that people think is a little bit fanatic, but I think he got it right. It's a video called, quotes, Alex Jones, the New World Order. I have the address here, the web address. I'll send it to your email if you want. Now, you ask when is going to be the New World Order?
Yeah, like how long do we have until we actually see it existing?
The New World Order, the avant-garde is already here. We can see the nation starving by the hundreds of millions. If you check the statistics, like every year, poverty is advancing. Like every year, a greater and greater area of the world is not producing anymore. Now they have artificial seeds, etc. Year by year, the more increasing level of people living under $1 a day, people have zero completely, Okay, instead of sending doctors, school missionaries, humanitarian work, they send money. That's like giving drugs to a drug addicts. It's like next year you don't send the money, they all die. So when will it start? Financially, it's already started. But I see the devil is not happy to control people physically through the financial system. He wants mm-hmm. to control their souls so he can bring as many as possible to hell. He doesn't want to be alone. He doesn't want to be lonely in hell. He wants to bring as much of God's creation there as he possibly can. So with the new financial system, based on the mark of the beast, the devil is going to control also the souls. And that's the goal, that the demon possesses bankers that don't understand that it's a plan of the devil. And so because as soon as somebody gets the mark of the beast, gets automatically demon possessed. That's why they cannot get saved anymore, according to Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 until 13.
Brother Joseph, we are running out of time. God bless you. Give us one last word.
All right. One last word is that... it's like in this prophecy about the financial system in the world is actually a prophecy in Daniel 11:20. Razor of taxes shall rise. So I believe that the razor of taxes in the kingdom is the international banking system. It's taxing everybody, individual, shops, everything, and even governments, even nations through the banking system. So this is already here, and it's already collapsing. It says in a few days it shall be destroyed in a few days, not in battle, not in wrath, not in battle. I believe that talks about the present crisis, which in a few days is going to end one of these days. And so, and after that is going to be the new system, is going to be the financial system, which the Bible prophesies, the final and ultimate just before Armageddon, which is called the Mark of the Beast 666, nobody can buy, nobody can sell. In conclusion, I want to say, what do we need to do? We need to just make sure we buy the ticket for heaven, much as it costs, it's free, it's paid mm-hmm. by Jesus. We need to receive Jesus, we need Amen. To give our life to Jesus. We need to take our eyes off the money and the don't buy buildings, don't buy lands, be satisfied with the little stable in Bethlehem, so when there is persecution in one time, you can go to the other. Don't grow roots in your cement in your house. Just be ready to move and learn to live with little. The biggest blasphemy financially is make debts, because the Bible says that the borrower is slave of the lender. So don't borrow. So don't let the devil tell you that you borrow 10, you're going to make 100. You might be bankrupt, and then you become a slave. So you learn to live in a stable Bethlehem. Learn to live with little. Don't buy a new car, buy a second-hand car. If you cannot buy a bicycle, if you cannot walk, don't borrow money. Okay, look to Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. And the greatest riches is the Bible, prayer, our relationship with Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, I will have some questions in our future programs about this new financial system that's coming. You said the mark of the beast. And especially I want to ask about the debts. I think many of us are interested in this subject. But for now, we close here. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.